This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it looks like today will be spring's last hurrah across the Columbia Basin, as a warming trend beginning Saturday will put temperatures above normal for the next 2 weeks. Rainfall on Wednesday night and Thursday was mainly a tenth of an inch or less east of Moses Lake to Heppner, so only minor delays for field work and hay baling occurred. Isolated light showers are possible again through this evening over mainly the eastern portion of the Columbia Basin, and then dry conditions are likely this weekend through next week. Hay cut this weekend will have excellent drying conditions, but there will be increasingly lower afternoon humidity next week, which may limit alfalfa baling to the morning hours. Crop water use for the next 7 days will increase to around 2 inches for wheat, alfalfa, early potatoes, and onions. Lawns will use about 1.75 inches. The temperatures next week will be the warmest so far this year and may stress some shallow-rooted wheat and peas in the flowering and filling stage. Although breezes will hamper chemical applications again today, lighter winds are likely to return Saturday and continue much of next week. Looking at growing degree days, base 50 since April 1st, we're running close to last year's accumulated heat units, but 2 weeks ahead of the 30-year normal. It appears the heat units will continue to pile up quicker than normal for the foreseeable future, and crops and pests will likely develop more quickly than normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.